Oh, this is the day. Yes, it is. It's the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Fred, how you doing? It's Joey with you. It's Thursday, May the 14th, 2015. In fact, I quoted that scripture to my wife. She said on Sunday, which of course was Mother's Day, our kids were bickering in the back seat, and Aubrey said, "Now today is my day. Do not be fighting." Just being the facetious person I was, I said, "You know, the Bible says that this is the day the Lord has made. It's His day." And she gave me that look. I knew I was in trouble there. So, hey, regardless, this is the day the Lord has made. And I pray that you had a wonderful Mother's Day on Sunday and also enjoying the spring weather as well. In the midst of all the enjoying of this great weather and spring and such, don't forget to mark down Saturday night, June 13th, 7 p.m. on your calendar. Again, we've been talking about it for a few weeks now. Ivan Parker is going to be in concert along with the Singing Men of GNN. This is going to be an incredible night of fellowship, incredible night of worship, and just a great opportunity to have some fellowship with other believers in the Lord. Ivan Parker, an incredible singer. He really is. We played a few of his songs here in the last several weeks. Been voted male vocalist 13 different times. And I think he's touring now with his son who plays guitar for him. And they are hilarious together. So I think this is going to be a great night of fellowship, worship. The Singing Men of GNN going to be there as well. Now, it's going to be taking place at First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Now, tickets are not required, but we do ask for a $10 suggested gift for those tickets during love offering time. Or if you want the true experience to sit right there in the artist circle, really close up to the stage, and have an opportunity to meet and greet with Ivan Parker, it's a suggested gift of $25. And you can call us and we'll reserve that for you by calling 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. It's going to be a great night. It really is. I got it circled down on my calendar. Again, Ivan Parker, along with the Singing Men of GNN in concert, First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy on the corner of Prospect and Burwash Avenue in Savoy. If you want more details, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, or just call us at 217-367-7777. Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about God's incredible presence. You know, in times of trouble, in times of difficulty, in times when we're in a pickle, God's presence can shelter us. God's presence can encourage us and give us peace. So we're going to be taking a look at Psalm 23 right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
guide me gently, safely, to thy shore. Dear Lord, to thy shore,
to thy shore,
Lord. To thy shore.
Have one of those smartphones. See, on my phone, there hardly a day goes by that I don't check the weather app on my phone. It tells me the weather. It tells me what kind of day it's going to be because I want to know what I may face that day. Should I be prepared for sunshine? Should I be prepared for rain? Maybe snow, ice? You know, I wish, though, friend, there would be an app that would give me a different kind of forecast. I need an app that will tell me the forecast for the real storms of my life, the storms in relationships, the storms in temptations, trouble at work, and the general chaos of the daily grind. And unfortunately, I hate to break it to you, unfortunately, no such app exists. Instead, we typically put one foot in front of the other and take each day as it comes. And today, friend, you and I, we're going to study Psalm 23. And today, we're going to talk about the shelter of God's presence. The shelter of God's presence. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Boy, that is just so pretty. Of course, many of us grew up with the King James Version, but I just read from the NIV. And Psalm 23 has been literally a Christian favorite for centuries. But don't let your familiarity with these verses allow you to miss the vital truths in this psalm. You know, sometimes we can get so used to the same old Bible passages, we get used to the same old things, and over time it becomes like wallpaper. But don't let the familiarity with these verses allow you to miss the vital truth of this passage. David reminds us several things about our shepherd. He tells us that he guides us. He guides us. Our shepherd guides us. See, sheep ain't smart. Okay, I just want to throw that out there. Sheep ain't smart. They often wander aimlessly into one problem after another, and that's why the shepherd's staff has a hook on the end to haul sheep out of holes and ravines when they fall in. Not if, but when they fall in. And likewise, God desires to help you and I navigate the tough places of life. See, when we're pulled off course or wander off, his presence guides us back onto the right paths. And the shepherd isn't just interested in our rescue, he's interested in our restoration as well. So he guides us, he provides for us. A shepherd does more than just keep the sheep out of trouble. He also provides for their needs. God does the same for you and for me, amen? Because he is such a good shepherd, we will lack nothing. In other words, I have a heart of contentment as well. See, in the midst of life's needs, sorrows, and grief, God provides perfectly for us. So our shepherd guides us, our shepherd provides for us, and our shepherd renews us. The psalm refers to green pastures. See, green pastures is a place of rest and still waters. Boy, that's just pretty, a source of refreshment. You know, it's only through God's presence in our lives that we can reach and enjoy these places of refreshment. Amen. You know, God is our shepherd, which means that we must submit to his care. When we try to take control, we only get ourselves deeper in trouble. It's like those Chinese finger traps that you get like from the dollar store when you put your fingers in either end and attempt to pull them out, and only causes the trap to tighten and tightens its grip, and then it gets harder and harder. The same thing is when we struggle through life's difficulties on our own strength. We only tighten the grip that pain has on us, and God's presence brings about freedom, joy, and release from our struggle, friend. When we decide to stop struggling and start trusting, we experience the relief and renewal that we need. In the psalm, we also see that God protects us as our shepherd. Verses 4 and 5 says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." You know, we see that God protects us as our shepherd because the shepherd's rod can be used to defend the sheep and even as an offensive weapon. The staff can be used to protect from harm, and these images remind us that God is strong enough to protect us from any storm. And in addition to protecting us, God's presence gives us comfort. See, as the scripture says in Romans 8:31, Paul writes, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" See, God himself is the one who uses his power on our behalf when we face darkness and the predatory nature of this world. And God's presence brings us courage. See, consider the dark valleys of life, friend, that we must pass through. In many circumstances, there's very little that you can do to make things better. I think the hardest part about going through some of these struggles and circumstances is that you absolutely have no control to make it better. Any people who like to take control listening today, yes, it's through prayer, through connecting with the presence of God in our lives that we gain the courage. See, when the diagnosis comes, all you have to do is take the medicine and pray. When the company is headed down a financial downturn, all you can do is work hard and pray. When a relationship is on the verge of collapse, all you can do is love deeply and pray. It's through prayer, through connecting with the presence of God in our lives, that we gain courage, not based on our own strength, but tapping into the presence of God through prayer. You know, Psalm 23 is comforting because of what it tells us about God and what he'll do on our behalf. You know, David taught us through this psalm that God's goodness and faithful love will come after us. Look at what verse 6 says of Psalm 23. "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." David taught that God's goodness and faithful love will come after us, that they will be there for the rest of our lives. He was confident that God's goodness and love will pursue him all the days of his life. You know, when we feel like temptation is pursuing us, God is determined to win our hearts. When sorrows seem to be around the corner, the Lord is present to wipe our tears and win our hearts. When life is just plain old hard and we don't know how we can overcome the pain, the shepherd is present to guide us toward his love. See, friend, as long as you have breath in your lungs and a beating heart, you have the opportunity to embrace the love that longs to embrace you. God has a great desire for you, that you will live with him. That's why he pursues you. God desires to become your shepherd and protect you in the deep, dark valleys of life. It's by his presence that you gain a sense of hope and courage. It's by his goodness that you dine at the king's table forever. So as you continue your week, know that after all of these years, He is still Emmanuel, God with us. His presence is with you even in the darkest of valleys. Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I love that. That's Avalon and Solid Rock. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Great News Radio today. And Charles Spurgeon once, testing the acoustics in a concert hall in London, rang out over the empty building, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Well, a workman up in the ceiling heard the message. He was convicted, went home, and knelt before the Lord and found salvation. Isn't that cool? You see, God's word never ever comes back to him void as promised in Isaiah. See, here at Great News Radio, we broadcast the gospel message 24 hours a day through the Bible teachers and the programs and the music we play. So would you consider giving a gift of support to Great News Radio today? You can consider joining the 2020 challenge. Can you be a friend to give a gift of $20 a month? For the next 20 months, it would greatly help us out as we continue to walk into the future, trusting the Lord, making upgrades, maintenance, repairs, and such. So consider giving a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. You can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give a gift online at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the button right there that says donate. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. I hope you can join Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow. But in the meantime, I do thank you for your time and your attention. And remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.